Ram, I'm curious about your take on this and where you think things are heading.
The question really is, could we push the tumor towards the equilibrium phase, or even better, elimination phase? So if you understand the concept, I think we will do much better. And that's where I really think the simplistic notion of the PD-L1 expression, PD-1 expression alone, it may help select a group of patients that may respond better, but I think it's going to be a little bit more complicated. First and foremost, the mutation burden opens up a lot of opportunities for the immune systems to go after some of the new epitopes that are quite antigenic. The second is we have to ask ourselves, so what are the barriers? Remember when we began seeing patients with EGFR mutation responding very well to gefitinib or erlotinib, we were quite shocked. And we have seen patients who have had 50 to 100 tumors all disappearing within a week. But I am unaware of one patient, not even one patient, who died of tumor lysis when you have such profound thing. And so these things can be eliminated without causing a lot of residues behind. The immune system does something very cool that we are just beginning to understand, like the way David was talking about, the tumors are enlarging and the lesions are enlarging. You biopsy, there's no tumor, it's all inflammatory stroma. So I think the challenge for the next 5, 10 years is that how can we mobilize the immune system in a controlled fashion? What other combinations we can develop to add to the checkpoint blockade? Not just those straightforward chemo or erlotinib or crizotinib type of combination. So what other immune modulation we can do? At what setting should we do? Should we do epigenetic therapy in terms of priming to open up some of those, antigens that are not seen? Could we actually combine sequencing to identify the neoepitopes that are highly antigenic? Again, last year, our group published a paper that combined the next-generation sequencing and in silico prediction model to identify those antigens that are very susceptible for immunotherapy. In other words, these are potent antigens, the immune system now, that can be used for targeted therapy. This is all work in mice, but could we do this in the human beings by using this combination to find the antigens that are very immunogenic, and then we can combine some sort of active immunotherapy with checkpoint blockade. So there are numerous avenues. I think all these things will be pursued in the next 5, 10 years, and that's going to totally take us, in my opinion, a different direction.